It's 7:22.
He is just back from Washington, from the Vatican, just about literally, after the conclave that inaugurated a new pope, Francis, and joining us live. We're so delighted here in the WTOP studios this morning, as we like to call it, the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. Is this your first time, Cardinal Worrell, that you're in here?
It's not my first time, but this is obviously the first time coming home from a conclave, and it's delighted. I'm delighted to be with you. This is a wonderful time.
Was it life-changing for you?
It certainly impacted in a very, very powerful way. Seeing this gentle, simple, quiet, beautiful person step out onto that balcony as Pope. But I think what I was touched by was right after the election, after they put him in the white cassock and he steps up onto this platform and we all go up to greet him, all the cardinals. And I try to kiss his ring because that's the protocol. And he's trying to hug me like he did all of the cardinals.
A little awkwardness.
Yeah, but it just shows this wonderful pastoral spirit.
Right.
The first thing he said was, Washington, give my best to everybody in Washington. And then tell them to pray for me.
That's awesome.
That's terrific. And of course, there's no actual campaigning that goes on for Pope. It's more, I guess, informal introductions. Did you get that sense immediately? You've obviously met him before from the then Cardinal Bergoglio that this was a really special guy.
I think that came across with everyone who worked with him. But what is unique about this process? When you go into the Sistine Chapel, now prior to that, you're talking, you're trying to get to know one another, you're trying to size everybody up. When you go into the Sistine Chapel and you actually hear that door being closed and locked, and then it's silence. And this was my experience because one of the older cardinals had said to me, when you're in the Sistine Chapel, open your heart, the Lord will speak to your heart. And that's what happened in
that
quiet, prayerful room where there's nothing going on except listening to God speak to you. All of a sudden, his name surfaces, and he begins to be seen as the one who's going to be Pope. I came away from the conclave confirmed in my conviction prayer does work.
Now, he's 76, but there's sort of a youthfulness about him in his expression, in his demeanor, the way he hugged you, the way he reaches out to those people who are disabled and he comforts them. Now, the hard stuff awaits him. He has to deal with many problems in the church. He has to deal with scandal in the Vatican. He has to deal with the ongoing issues and debate that take place big time here in this country with issues involving celibacy, problems of you know, what do you do with priests in an effort to try to bring the church into a modern era. Now, he's offered some thoughts on these things different from anything we've heard before, including on the issue of gay unions. Do you suspect that he will be sort of, even at his advanced age, that young kind of leader and take the church in a new direction?
I think that's one of the reasons why he was so appealing to us, to the cardinals. I think he looks to the future, and I think what he's saying is, first of all, we need to focus on the really big issues. And what he means by big issues, what he talks about is how do we be of service to one another? How do we serve the environment? How do we see that we have an environment for children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? How do we see that we create a world of peace that's based on simply respecting one another?
Right.
These big issues. He keeps coming back to this idea of why can't people just respect and care for one another? Imagine what it would be like around the world if that caught on, if
right.
people actually did care for one another or respect one another. Now, he's going to have to face some big issues as well. Some of them are simply bureaucratic. He's going to have to make sure that the house is in order because that's the institution that's going to serve him. But I think we're looking to the future. This is a new moment.
Oh, certainly, awesome. Some major challenges. You had joked that you booked a round-trip ticket just because there are so many challenges that the new Pope has to face.
He will face them, I think, with a joy, a contagious joy. You don't have to mope just because there are problems. You can actually look them in the face and say, how do we get beyond them? I think he's going to bring us into the future, and he's going to invite everyone to find ways to walk together.
All right, Cardinal World, we now have to give unto Caesar. Tucker Eccles is here. He's got our money news this morning, and he'll take a look at that for us. Thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you.
We're so appreciative that you spent your time coming all the way over here and coming first into our studios this morning. We're honored. Thank you.
It was great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.